Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulthari. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Kurt Bulthari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulthari hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvis for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin strikes out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Askew catches it and throws to second to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Brown reaches second base with a double. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sammon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Epstein now playing first base. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Echeverrin interferes with Siebert, who is awarded first base. Brown moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton tags and scores. Colavito tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball towards left. Bulfari catches it and throws to second to double up Colavito. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Epstein moves to second. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair pinch hits for Andy Echeverrin. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Dave McNally. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Dillman now pitching. Larry Haney now catching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May now playing left field. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Epstein moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Bill Dillman. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.